This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Khatim al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's say that you and I were together somewhere, okay? And we're at an event. And then I said, hey, come with me to this other event. And you came with me. That is called istishab, meaning طلبت منك صحبتك. I ask for you to accompany me. That's called istishab, from one place to another. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about our parents, وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة, like accompany them in goodness. What Imam al-Haramain is going to talk about now is something called istishab. And we're going to focus on two areas, although there's others, just to make it simple for you. Number one is istishab al-asl, bi'adam al-asl. So we have, for example, the origin of things is permissible, or the origins of things is forbidden. We're going to take that permissibility or that impermissibility, ونستصحبه, and we're going to cause it to accompany us, because we don't find anything in the Sharia that changes it. That's called istishab al-asl, li'adam al-dalil al-shar'i. Al-bi'adam al-dalil al-shar'i, that we are going to take that original ruling and cause it to continue with us because there's no evidence from the Sharia to show it's forbidden. It's also called bara'at dhimma or ibahat aqliyah. For example, when we think about people who never received the message of Islam, aqlan, intellectually we cannot accept the fact that Allah will punish them, as well as in the Sharia, because Allah is just. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا. We're not going to punish somebody or a group of people till we send a messenger to them. The second type of istishab is istishab al-hal. Istishab al-hal. One state continues on. So we're in a certain state. I'm going to elaborate on it in a second. And that state is going to continue. Scholars differ over that. The Malikis and the Shafi'is, they use it. The Hanafis, they don't use it. So Imam al-Haramain, he alludes to the first type. He says, والاستصحاب الذي يحتج به أي يستصحب الأصل. He says, and the type of istishab, which is agreed upon as a hujjah, as a proof in Islamic law, is أن يستصحب عفواً الأصل, أي أن يستصحب المجتهد الأصل. That scholar of ijtihad is going to take that original default ruling and cause it to accompany him unless he finds something to change it. So he says, أن يستصحب الأصل لعدم الدليل الشرعي أو كما قال إمام الحرمين, because there's no evidence to change it. What some scholars call the مغير. The مغير will be that text from Quran or Sunnah that would change it. There are examples of this in the Quran where things were changed, but we understand that the asl was there, the asl was recognized. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. In the context of riba, okay, Surah Baqarah. And if there comes to him from his Lord a reminder that this is haram, فَانْتَهَى, and that person stops, فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ. But what happened before that? There's no problem. Because before that there was no evidence. So, كَانْ الرِّبَى يَبْقَى عَلَى أَصْلِهِ إِبَحَى, until the dalil came. So that's istishab al-asl li'adam al-asl. Here the asl came from the Quran, but the point the scholars used is to show that, well, originally it was permissible and it stayed permissible until the dalil al-shar'i came. Khalas. An example of this would also, sometimes we find people overcome by emotions or overcome by sometimes thoughts that are outside of Islam. They're like, well, you know, like there has to be like a sixth prayer, or there has to be like a prayer on this night or that night. So the scholar is going to look and say, there's no evidence for that, so the asl remains, which is, in this case, hurma. You can't add a sixth prayer. You shouldn't add a special night. unless there is some type of explicit or implicit evidence that alludes to that. Okay? So if you think about it, istishhab al-asl is used for ithbat al-nafi, to keep something established or to deny something. And what impacts that is al-mughayyir, ay al-dalil al-shar'i. Scholars agree on this as far as an asl. They may differ on how sometimes it's applied and used and whatever, but they agree on it as an asl. And it has different names, like bara'atu dhimma is in one case, for example, people who never heard the message. Ibahat aqliyah, right? The ibaha, which is based on like just your intellect, like Allah is not going to punish people till He sends a message. Something cannot be legislated if there's no legislation for it. Ibahatun aqliyatun. So we say at-taklifu bil-mahali la yujuz. It's a famous axiom in usul fiqh that Allah is not going to burden someone with something that's beyond their ability. For example, in this case, someone who never heard the message of Islam, or something became fard, which there's no text for. That's impossible for someone to accept that. So that is agreed upon. So that's why it says, وَالْإِسْتِسْحَابِ الَّذِي يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ أَيْ أَنْ يُسْتَصْحَبَ الْأَصْلُ عِنْدَ عَدَمْ الدَّلِيلِ الشَّرْعِي أَوْ لِعَدَمِ الدَّلِيلِ الشَّرْعِي. So that asl is going to be with us, like sahaba, same word. It's going to be with us. We're going to accompany that asl. A term for it is the presumption of continuity. If you're looking for like a real specific sort of legal term, the presumption of the continuity of that asl, that ruling. The second type of istishab that we're going to talk about, which scholars differ over, istishab that scholars differ over, is hal ila al-hal, from one state to another. Hal yabqa am la? The Malikis and the Shafi'i, they agree upon it, although they may differ on certain applications of it. And the Hanafis, they don't agree upon it. And the simple example that I can give you is in the Maliki Madhab, if someone makes tayammum, okay, they make tayammum, and then during the prayer, water is discovered. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu in the Mudawwana, as well as in our books of fiqh, said the person should continue their prayer. Why? Istishhaban lil asl. So they should continue because they're in the state of tahara because of the tayammum, and they already started the prayer. The Hanafis say, no, that person has to stop their prayer, go to make wudu, and pray again. So here you see, listishab al-asl, listishab al-hal. Other types of listishab, the scholars differ over, for example, listishab al-igma', listishab al-khas. We're not going to get into that now. We're just going to focus on these two. Imam al-Haramain only really alludes to one of them. He says, وَالِسْتِسْحَابُ الَّذِي يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ أَنْ يُسْتَصْحَبَ الْأَصْلُ لِعَدَمِ الدَّلِيلِ الشَّرْعِي. He says, a shari'i, to show the only thing that can change it is a shari'a evidence, is a sharia evidence. خلاص. This is called الاستصحاب. And you can see how it relates to the previous chapter, الأصل في الأشاء. The default ruling of things which have no text is this or that. There's an example of this in the Maliki Madhab where scholars differ over the second type. After tayammum is, for example, someone who is not able to slaughter on Hajj for a legitimate reason. And the example that we give is the one who is being pursued by an enemy. Even if that person has something to slaughter. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said that that person doesn't have to slaughter based on this istishhab al-asl, that the person is being pursued by an enemy. The other madhahib, like Imam Shafi and others, they say, no, there's a verse in the Quran, أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي, that someone who is, you know, kept for whatever reason should slaughter if they find ease in it, if it's easy for them. So they differ with Sayyidina Imam Malik on this issue, the application of the verse versus this qa'ida, right? Istishhab al-hal. This is a very profound axiom that we can build on in the future, because we said trying to take or add things from the sharia or take and add things from the asl which people are upon has to have dalil for it to be istishhab. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.